Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Star Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
Good morning. We've talked about this a lot on The Takeaway, the fact that the federal government can't actually address the unemployment situation head on. And what I mean by that is that if there's a 9.6 unemployment rate, the federal government can't hire millions and millions of people.
Well, they could hire everybody.
They can hire everyone.
Come work for us.
All of them work for the government?
Sure. Why not? But that's short of that. They're going to have to come up with some indirect ways of addressing the unemployment rate. And I guess the president is going to speak in Cleveland today, continuing on the announcement of these programs that he announced yesterday on infrastructure development. But this one's actually a business tax cut, writing off 100% of new investments in equipment in 1 year. So if you buy a big new piece of equipment, you can actually take it as a tax credit in the first year. That's immediate cash in your
pocket. Right. There's a lot of details that we're expecting out of the president's speech, one being supposedly the end of the Bush-era tax cuts. But this question of being able to write off new investments and what relation that may have to the unemployment rate.
Hiring. Will a business hire a
worker
if they have this tax credit? That seems to be a little more complex than I have more money in my pocket, so I'm going to spend it.
Right. Well, let's pose that question directly to a business person. Richard Copeland is with us, the founder and owner of Thor Construction. It's the country's largest African-American-owned construction company. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Fleff.
Well, I'm wondering, at what point does a capital investment write-off turn into hiring for you?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, too. You know, it turns into a write-off once I know I've got some work in front of me. But first, I need work in front of me, and I need some details about what that work looks like and entails.
Well, Andrew Lash Sorkin is still with us. His book is called Too Big to Fail. It's out in paperback this week. He's also a reporter and columnist for our partner, the New York Times. And Andrew, let me ask you, the details that we have about this proposal. You said that it will probably result in good things and jobs within 3 to 4 years. Exactly how will that work?
Well, there currently is some pent-up demand from some companies, not all companies, that have been thinking about making investments in new plants, new equipment, servers, computer servers, and the like, and they haven't made those purchases. The idea that they can actually now write them off in 100% in 1 year as opposed to depreciating them over 20 years actually makes it much more attractive to go ahead and make some of those purchases. Are people going to run out, and is every business going to do that? No, but I think some will, and that should help spur the economy in that not only it's not that they're going to turn around and take that money and start using it to create new jobs at their own businesses, but if you are building a new plant, that may create some jobs. If you are buying servers on the other end of the technology company, that's going to create new jobs. So there's a possibility here that you could have this daisy chain effect. The question is, how long does it take for that effect to actually work? And as your other guest suggested, in some other instances, there are businesses that just still don't see the demand, and that poses the other piece of the problem.
Well, security for Richard Copeland, of course, is having a backlog of work that's going to stretch out for years. Andrew Ross Sorkin, though, clarify for me, is the stimulus coming from the actual purchase of the capital equipment? In other words, the server companies will start hiring, or the people that are purchasing the equipment will hire to use the equipment? Or is it both?
I think it's a combination of both. You're going to see it on the service side, meaning that the folks who are making the computer servers may have to employ more people to get them out. And on the other side, it's not just computer servers and equipment, it's also plants. So the idea is, if you wanted to build a new plant, I mean, that's conceptually what this is really about. If you wanted to build a new plant, you might need new employees to fill the plant. So the idea is that this is supposed to accelerate businesses' plans to the extent they already have plans. Is this going to jumpstart people who are there businesses out there that are suffering right now that won't go out and do this? Of course. This is supposed to sort of push things along and make it come a little faster than it might otherwise happen.
All right. Well, Richard Copeland of Thor Construction, between you and your clients, are there projects in the works right now that could be sped up, that could actually take off because of an incentive like this?
Well, of course. But, you know, those are the projects that have been pushed out from this year, perhaps until next year, and we're hoping they come to fruition then. You know, but, you know, remember, you got to buy American, or it's not going to work.
So you're saying that these projects that are in the future, so that actually supports Andrew's idea that this will be helpful, but it's going to take years.
No, well, there's a long lead cycle for projects, but there's, like someone said earlier, there's a pent-up demand, and, you know, and there's psychological pent-up demand and a physical pent-up demand. And so, you know, but will the money, the stimulus money, go to the same companies, the big companies that it went to last time, or will it trickle down to mid-size and small business like mine? Well, but, we're the economy of the future.
But, Richard, and that's a project issue. What about the tax credit issue? I mean, are you more likely to buy a dozer from Caterpillar today than you were yesterday?
Depending on the nature of the work, but from what I saw on Sunday with the president with his stimulus, his $50 million stimulus, yes, we are more likely, because that it was 7 years before. If we can write it off in the first year, that's a big incentive for us if we know the work's out there.
Okay, so, Richard, do you think there's a better way to get you to start hiring?
No, there has to be confidence in the economy, and there has to be dollars flowing, and capital markets have to free up.
Okay, that is Richard Copeland. He is the founder and owner of Thor Construction Companies, the country's largest African-American-owned construction company out of Minnesota. Andrew Ross Sorkin, one last question for you. What is it going to take to get these from the president's speech into law? I mean, is it likely to pass, and how long would it take?
You know, you'd think it would be very hard for the Republicans to turn around and say, we don't like tax cuts. But I have to tell you, with the election coming up, I think this is still going to be a very hard proposal to get through. I think that the Republicans are going to push the message that this is too little, too late, and I think they will put up a blockade. So I don't think that this is a slam dunk at all.
But Andrew, comment on what Richard Copeland was saying. He wants the work, the backlog of work, to really want to buy that equipment. He can take a tax credit in the short term, but buying equipment, you want to have work for years.
And that's the great challenge. And by the way, part of this plan, the $50 billion infrastructure plan, the government is throwing money directly at the problem. That should create jobs directly. Whether it translates to Richard or not is unclear. But I think there's an effort to make this happen. But again, I think the Republicans are going to turn around and say, look, it really does feel like it's too little too late. And it will take too long, frankly, for most of us to feel the effects.
Andrew Ross Sorkin, author of the book Too Big to Fail, it's out in paperback this week, also columnist and reporter for The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.